This is Wild About Utah.
When I arrived at the Tulip Festival at Thanksgiving Point, I was informed by a guide that the tulips were running late. "No tulips?" I asked. I had heard they had planted 250,000. "It has everything to do with the soil temperature," my guide explained. It was April 14th. She wasn't expecting the tulips to emerge for at least another 2 weeks. All was not lost, she hastened to add. "The daffodils are up." So off we went along the paths of the 50-acre Ashton Gardens. Sure enough, hundreds of daffodils were waving their heads in the light breeze. I was especially drawn to a patch that were intensely yellow, almost orange. "Those are the Tweety birds," my guide said. I knelt down to get a good look at the trumpet shape of the flowers. "Wow," I thought, "this is a trumpet choir, heralding the end of winter and the coming of spring." So with my return ticket secure in my pocket, I went back to Mendon to wait. Snow was still on the ground. This gave me time to read up on tulips. I found they were originally from Turkey. Tulip in Turkish means turban. The exotic plant arrived in Holland in the late 1500s. It soon became so popular that the price went through the roof. At the height of the tulip mania, some people were willing to pay the price of a house for a single bulb. About this time, a friend loaned me a book about this phenomena called Tulip Fever. It turned out to be a real page-turner. Set in the 1630s, young lovers in Amsterdam concocted an incredible scheme to run away and live comfortably in the colonies if they could only play their tulips right. Back in Mendon, when the snow finally started to melt, my neighbors began to tell me how the hungry deer had come into their gardens and beheaded their tulips. Their daffodils were left untouched. Time for more research. I learned that daffodils produce the toxic alkaloid licorin, which makes them taste bitter. Tulips, however, are not only edible, but delicious. About this time, I noticed a lone tulip popping up next to my apple tree. No one planted a bulb there. This tulip had arrived as a seed. Years ago, the wind or a bird or an animal dropped the seed. Tulip seeds only take a few months to germinate, but it can take up to 5 years for the plant to produce a bulb, which in turn produces the flower. During World War II, when the German army occupied Holland, a large part of the population found themselves with nothing to eat but the tulip bulbs they had set aside. They survived because a tulip bulb has as many calories as a potato. I was sharing this tidbit of information with my good friend and neighbor when she reminded me the early Mormon pioneers had staved off hunger by eating the wild sago lilies that were growing on the nearby mountainsides. Then she disappeared into her kitchen. She came back with a flower pot holding a tulip that had already bloomed. She pulled out the bulb and asked me if I wanted to taste it. Never one to refuse a gift, I peeled off the outer layers and took a bite. I chewed. She waited. It wasn't bitter, and it wasn't sweet. I chewed some more. I wanted to say green. Finally, it came to me. Celery. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.